Illinois Manufacturers Association president joins us now, Greg Bays. He's speaking at the City Club later today, and he'd like to pop on here with John and Ray first to explain that while we might have a budget, we are still falling very, very short as far as creating and maybe more importantly, keeping manufacturing jobs here in the great state of Illinois, or the once great state of Illinois. Greg, welcome back to Double Dallas. It was 1 year ago that you offered up the warning to both Republicans and Democrats that something better change quick. Have they done so in the last year?
Well, I think anybody listening to your program knows that it hasn't changed in Illinois. In fact, many of the reforms that I advocated a year ago, and the title of my speech a year ago was actually Illinois is closing one day at a time. Excuse me here this morning. And our problem in Springfield is, like much like Washington, a lot of talk. Everybody's concerned about jobs. I mean, in Illinois, 600,000 people are employed in manufacturing. A manufacturing job creates two additional jobs in the service sector. And no one seems to be concerned of why we continue to lose jobs to Indiana. Our neighboring states are growing manufacturing jobs, and it's not occurring in this state. And both Republicans and Democrats are to blame here in not sitting down and trying to come to some solutions.
You know, you look at some of the companies that are just over the state line, and I'm going to choose Wisconsin. You've got Foxconn that's bringing some say 13,000 jobs, even Uline. I mean, there's word that Uline wanted to be in one of the north suburbs. I won't mention it, but they just couldn't get the city to work with them. And here they are now on the other side of the border. What do we have to do to keep these jobs around here? I mean, other than tax cuts and everything else, you also need to be willing to work with these manufacturers.
Well, the regulatory environment in Illinois has always been a great challenge for job creators to want to stay in this state. With Indiana and Wisconsin on both sides of us having workers' compensation laws, environmental regulations, and not just wanting to roll back environmental regulations, but just getting permitting processes, being able to say that we can get these things done for you in a short time. Illinois has suffered, and you guys have talked about it, suffered so greatly from the lack of real strong executive leadership and being able to get some things done. Governor Rauner, bless his heart, for the last 3 years has been bumping up against a wall in Springfield of people saying, no, we don't want to make any of those changes. We don't need to do it. Well, we don't. How come that we have lost 300,000 manufacturing jobs since the turn of the century? In 2000, we had nearly 900,000 jobs in manufacturing, today down to 600,000. Does that sound like a state that's being successful? And when you talk about companies that are just moving across the border, they can move across the border. Many of my members move across the border to Indiana, and they don't even have to disrupt their workforce. They just have to travel a little farther.
I have many relatives of mine that are involved in manufacturing up in West Michigan, and West Michigan is a particularly vibrant area of the country. Nationally, it's down to around 2.2% unemployment. Jobs go wanting that begin at $18 to $25 an hour. How do you enrich the environment here in Illinois to try to bring some of the manufacturing here?
One of our biggest concerns, and I'll talk about it today, it's really a trained workforce and the ability to have the kind of workers available to fill the manufacturing jobs of today. It's not the same old idea of the Southside steel plants or meatpacking facilities that some people have in their mind. Manufacturing facilities are high tech. You have to be able to solve problems. You have to be able to understand what makes these machines work.
Do we have to become a right-to-work state?
You know, I think right-to-work is a very controversial subject. There is no doubt about that. Does it help? Yes. I don't think you'll see it in Illinois. Illinois has a strain of trade unionism, goes very deep. But that doesn't mean we can't compete if we have organized labor in our facilities. Many of my members do that. We can compete very well. But there are other inhibitors to us growing in Illinois, the political climate and not being able to balance our budget, not being able to have a pension plan that is funded. These are all things that are going to hurt the kind of proposals that are being made for the Amazon headquarters as they examine those and say to themselves, is that a state I
absolutely
want to
locate? That's something everybody would love to see here. Headquarters or not, you know, not really manufacturing, but a headquarters notwithstanding. Mr. Bays, what time is your speech day at the City Club?
I'm speaking with the National Association president as well. Jay Timmons is joining me around 12:15.
All right. Well, we wish you a very successful event, and please check back We'll try to put pressure both on the Republicans and the Democrats here in Illinois. That is the CEO of the Illinois Manufacturers Association, Greg Bays, joining us here on WLS.
Yeah, too many people, you know, you talk about, you know, I just bring the shoe line up again. They were looking for a huge warehouse, and there was nobody up in the northern suburbs that could grant them the space that they call shovel ready.
They have a lot of U-line facilities in the northern suburbs. I drive by a lot of them regularly.
Yeah, that company owned by the Hunts was started in Illinois. They didn't want to move. They didn't want to move, but they couldn't get anybody to work with them. And you have to wonder to yourself, how can you just kiss that kind of manufacturing those jobs away to another state?